Panama City Beach has a problem. For 1 month each year, it becomes one of the most popular places for college students to drink, relax, and party during the annual spring break. And while hundreds of guests mean big bucks for business owners, the influx of visitors, some of whom are not students, means a significant jump in crime, especially in recent years. Bay County Commissioner Mike Thomas is proposing massive changes that would affect how people do business during spring break.
Some of this is going too far, and we've got to rein it in, and it will hurt some people during that month of March. There's no doubt about it. It will cause a catastrophic injury to some businesses.
Thomas says he will propose changes to local noise and zoning ordinances. Thomas says residents want to feel safer. But the issue is as much about public relations as it is about safety.
If you allow a spirit or culture of debauchery to just run wild during that 1 month, I think it hurts you the other 11.
The Bay County Commission is meeting Tuesday for an emergency session about spring break. The city is still reeling after a gunman shot 7 people Saturday, critically wounding 3 young female students and injuring another 4 people. A Bay County Sheriff's Office official says deputies from several nearby counties are assisting local law enforcement. Authorities report seizing more than 40 firearms since March 1st, when spring break started. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.